With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
You know what? Like, my fetish, like, I've been trying, you know, the keto thing. And so I try
excuse
to
me, Hugh Douglas, your what?
My fetish. That's the wrong word.
Probably a wrong word to describe what you're getting ready to go down right now, yeah.
Okay, my craving.
There you go, Hugh Douglas.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, in hour number three on Dukes and Bell, we got plenty to dive into as we're getting ready for the Hawks Game 5. If you're looking for some hype, we are your guys, Dukes and Bell, and you're home with the Hawks. Don't forget, guys, sync up your radio with Steve Holman. Bang! And Mike Conti. Get the guys who know the home team tonight up in Philly. And who knows? I think the pressure's on the Sixers. Plenty more on that coming up. Plus, I got some wacky guy talk for you. But joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, we got a little bit behind because we ran along with Nota Begay, one of our favorite guys. Another one of our favorite guys, Connor Riley from Dog Nation joins us here. Connor, I mean, we were joking around. Just real quick, I want to get your guesstimation as a dude who covers Georgia, that when you go back and look at an expanded playoff, Mark Richt probably got in there twice with the Dogs, and the teams like the 07 or the 2012, Kirby obviously would have had a few more cracks at it. Could the expanded playoff have just been the thing the Dogs have been looking for the last two decades?
You certainly think so. 02, they definitely do. 07, they do as well. And probably 12 definitively, three times they make it. You know, I think 07, that team was as good as any at the end of the season. And you imagine if that 07 team was a national championship, Mark Richt is still probably employed at Georgia. Unless, you know, he has like four extra losses to Nick Saban in the college football playoff. I'm ultimately in favor of this. I think it's good for the sport. I think it is going to get more teams in. And if you're Georgia, this is going to help the elite teams. Like Alabama is going to be gifted a spot every year. Clemson probably is as well. And I think Georgia, with what they've shown, if they was a playoff the last 4 years, Georgia's, I believe, one of three teams or four teams, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Clemson, that would have been in every season. So I think it's good for the sport as a whole, and obviously more specifically for a program like Georgia, which is where it is right now.
So how many SEC teams are we talking about being in the 12 now? Because there are times that we end the season and there are five SEC teams in the top 12.
Yeah, last year there would have been four. You have Texas A&M, Florida, and Georgia in that top 12. It would not surprise me some years to see five. I think pretty clearly with the way the SEC is run and just how well these teams are coached up and funded, so more to speak, you're going to see at least three teams in there every year where you have the SEC West champion, probably the SEC East champion, and then just the best non-SEC team to make will probably be like a number 8 or 9 team in the country. And so I think more often than not, this is clearly going to benefit the SEC and the Big Ten as currently constituted better than anyone else. Now, as we get a little farther out and those playoff results and teams getting in there impact the sport a little bit, we'll see how that changes things. But right now, the SEC and the Big Ten seem to really get 3, 4, maybe in some years even 5 or 6 teams into that college football playoff.
The name, image, likeness thing, so much talked about that, and I saw the story, and we haven't talked to Connor in a minute. Connor Riley with us from Dog Nation. Brock Vandegrift's already got some stuff. I mean, I would imagine some of the starters would be having some things lined up. Have you heard anything else about Georgia already in position with these kids monetizing their images from this season of college football?
Yeah, here's the thing. If Brock Vandegrift, who popular player, well-liked, especially in that Athens area, but has not played it down yet, and Jack Podlesny, the still walk-on kicker, are two guys that are already getting advertisement opportunities. you can bet as we get closer to the season and Georgia works with some of these guys to figure some of this stuff out, a lot more of these guys are going to have advertisements. You think of a guy like JT Daniels, as popular as he will be in this state, I think he's someone who's absolutely going to have advertising dollars. I think the really interesting thing for a lot of this is, how does this impact guys who come from out of state and how they advertise back home? You think of a guy like Zamir White, probably pretty popular in his area of North Carolina that he's from. Maybe Georgia is able to help him get some money through his own town back in North Carolina. You think of a guy like N'Kobe Dean out of that North Mississippi, Memphis area. Maybe he can help there as well. So it's obviously, you know, with Vandergriff and Podlesny, there are local ties to Georgia. And one of the ramifications of this is if you're a big-time recruit and those guys are getting the big-time dollars because you're in-state guys, that's going to, I think, encourage guys to take deeper looks at Georgia than they already are.
Connor Riley, Dog Nation, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, we talk dogs with him. The conversation has been based around, as you know, the college football playoff expansion, and that's kind of what we're talking about with Connor and how it's going to affect the dogs and where this is going for the SEC. Kirby said this is going to be the biggest change in college football. I agree with him, you know, just because it's not a radical change, but it's going to affect so many things on so many levels, as you're talking about with name, image, and likeness. So from Kirby's standpoint, what do you tell kids now? I mean, because Mike believes, like, the rich are just going to get richer, and the non-Power 5 schools are still going to have a tough time recruiting the kids that Alabama or Georgia or Florida gets. So what are you telling kids now when it comes to this and how it will benefit them? Because do we even know? Like, you know, is that a selling point, a pitch for these coaches?
Right now it absolutely is. You look, I think last year, of the top 100 prospects in the country, 51 of them went to 5 schools total. That sort of concentration has not been seen. And a lot of it's just because these are the schools that have access to the college football playoff. And so my hope, anyway, someone who wants to see college football succeed, is that by opening this up and allowing more teams into the field, you do get a little bit more disbursement of talent. And so, you know, these same schools aren't dominating the conversation. But, you know, I agree that Kirby is right in how this changes things. I mean, as it stands right now, you make a college football playoff, that is an incredibly successful season. Going forward, that's not going to be the case. If Georgia gets to a point where, yeah, they're making a college football playoff every year, but they're either losing the first round or they're not really getting to the semifinals, that's going to change the pressure. Not just Georgia, but a lot of programs as a whole who see themselves as these big-time programs. And getting into the playoff no longer becomes a big deal, which I think is a huge thing for this sport. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, you're also going to see the ramifications of that, which might be your program, let's say, at Georgia or Notre Dame. Hey, you know, we like this a lot. We're glad you're getting in here. But similar to what happened at the end of the Mark Richt era, we want to go from a team that's able to get in the college football playoff and not really make a lot of noise. We want to be a team that is very consistently in that top four, getting one of those buys, and ultimately winning a national championship.
More on the Hawks coming up, guys. Game 5, a chance to win $1,000 in a little bit. You cannot win, Connor. Connor Riley's with us here from our buddies at Dog Nation. The star-crossed Georgia career of Demetrius Robertson comes to an end. Everybody says he's a good kid. You know, maybe should have gone to UGA from the jump. But after all the hue and cry about Pickens being banged up, Eric Gilbert coming in, Blaylock 100%, is that receiver/tight end room all of a sudden now just filled with dudes that can be playmakers for this team?
I think it is. I think this is very much an indictment of how Georgia feels about specifically some of their injured guys. You think of a guy like Marcus Rosemead, Jack Saint, a guy like Dominic Blaylock, guys who were coming off long-term injuries. And if those guys are progressing well and going to be able to fully go at the start of camp, and we hope to get an update on where those guys officially are the next time we talk to Kirby Smart, as you get closer and closer to that, Demetrius Robertson's probably looking at, like, these guys are healthy and getting healthier, and that's only going to make it harder for me to play this last year. You know, star-crossed, I think, is a really great way to put it. And you just wonder, if he goes to UGA from the start, how different his career turns out. Because, you know, in a short time at Cal, he had talent, but then he picks up a devastating injury, and he was never the same player after that. And then he has to deal with the change of coming into Georgia and running in a completely different program and multiple offenses. And he's never really seemed to get his footing underneath him. And I would not surprise me in the least to go see Demetrius Robertson go be a successful player elsewhere in a scheme that maybe accentuates his talents a little bit more. But at the end of the day, even if Demetrius Robertson is no longer here at Georgia, I think this wide receiver room is going to be an absolute strength for Georgia this year. And a guy like Robertson leaving, I think, only furthers the idea that that's what's going to be end up being the case for Georgia this year.
So what's going to be better, the running game or the passing game? Because the running game should be stout as well.
It should. I mean, they return all five scholarship running backs from last season. Do you think Kendall Milton's going to take another step forward? Do you think Zamir White, if he gets a year further from his knee injury? I think, based off what we saw with JT Daniels at the end of last season, I'm going to take the passing game here because this running game still has some stuff to get figured out in terms of the offensive line. It is not a running back issue. It is, to me, more a blocking offensive line issue. And with the passing game, I think you saw in games against Mississippi State and Cincinnati, against good quality defenses, Georgia was able to still do a lot of stuff through the air, but they really struggled running the ball in that game. So because of those two games in particular, I'm actually a little bit more bullish on the passing game this year, even with what Georgia brings back in the running back room.
Yeah, we've talked so much about Todd Monken. It's Connor Riley with us here, guys, from Dog Nation, joins us each week on Dukes and Bell. Monken, because, and I guess, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because Jamie Newman got the lion's share of the snaps and he opts out, and then because the next guy up really just wasn't really up to the task, by the time we finally get to JT Daniels, then he's got a guy. So now we're going to have JT Daniels getting all the reps, all the spring football. So because to me, Monken was kind of, let's be honest, anticlimactic after a little bit of hype about that offense being so expansive last year.
Yeah, and it was just, JT Daniels wasn't healthy, and it wasn't clear to start the season. And if JT had been, I think maybe we're looking at things very differently, where JT's the week one starter, but Stetson Bennett came in, played well against Arkansas, played well against Auburn, and that really, I think, pushed back the timeline for Georgia to say, okay, we need JT to come in here. Now you've had him for a full offseason, you've had him for spring practice, you have him running 7-on-7s right now at Georgia, you're going to have him in the fall. I think it's really going to allow Georgia to open things up because JT is incredibly smart. He has a high football intelligence. He and Monken, and this is something JT has talked about, are very much on the same page as individuals and intellectuals. I think JT is the perfect type of quarterback to run what Todd Monken wants to run, and I think that's going to really open this Georgia offense up in a way we haven't seen in a long time.
Connor Riley, it's always good to talk with you. Tell the people where they can find your stuff and where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at K Connor Riley, as well as read our latest coverage on DogNation.com.
Cool. Great stuff. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon. College football will be here before you know it, guys. And as always, we talk college football every day. It's brought to you by our friends at BrightBox.
B-R-I-T-E, BrightBoxElectrical.com. Win the $1,000 in the signing bonus, Carl, and go do your house up with BrightBox. You don't even need that much money. BrightBoxElectrical.com.
Speaking of the money, let's give you a chance to win it right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
We need focus tonight. Focus is the word. F-O-C-U-S. Focus. Can the Hawks focus, Mike, and get a pivotal Game 5 win?
Let's hope so. Let's hope that Philly is choking it up, man. They lose their focus because their fans are turds. Focus goes to 7-2-8-8-1.
We're going to talk about it next. And to start the hour there, I was handling business. You won't believe what just happened to me. I will tell you about it next. If you're just joining us, major NBA news that could affect the playoffs. And we've been talking about it today as we get ready for Game 5 tonight of our Hawks. But as you look at what's going on around the league, Chris Paul in basically COVID protocol and is out indefinitely. They don't know, you know, if he'll be ready to start the Western Conference Finals or not. I don't know how this is all playing out, but it could affect the Suns. And then you've got Kawhi Leonard out with a knee, and now they're saying it's an ACL, out indefinitely. So that changes the scope of things for the Clippers, who looked like they were just about to roll and you know, maybe beat Utah. And without Kawhi, I don't believe that's happening. And I love Paul George, but they need Kawhi. And then tonight, Joel Embiid, Mike, is questionable. So, again, I think he plays, but I think they put that down there. And Mike said it as we started the show. Wasn't he questionable when the season or when the series started? I think he was, and it had no effect on him. But I think he's in a different place right now with that knee.
I think some wear and tear, and I think, you know, the way he looked, I mean, just the fit, you know, the body language. And again, yeah, they felt the momentum and the 18-point, you know, lead that they blew in Game 4. But, yeah, I think it's just he did not have the same pep in his step, Carl. It's just that he just the way he looked different. And as Carl said yesterday, he was on the air in Philly, and they're already starting to question Embiid and Simmons. So let's just hope that we can there'll be an initial push. They'll be physical. They'll probably make a run. Let's just hope we can weather that storm and then come back, silence the crowd, and then turn the crowd on them. We can do all that, and John Collins is a big part of that from the jump, Carl. Then I like our shot. Here's the thing about Trey, though. How concerned are you about Trey and that shoulder?
Well, it's a great question because it wasn't an issue, right, until it was, meaning we didn't know, and then he takes his shirt off or whatever, his warm-ups, and we all go, what's going on? But he played through it. He didn't complain. And then he still had 25 and 18 assists, which were a career high. I can't use it as an excuse now, Mike. I'm not worried if he's not worried, and he wasn't worried. You know, according to Nate McMillan, he said when he looked at Trey, it's like, what's going on? And Trey just said, let's go win. And that's what they did. So I'm going to look at Trey a little bit differently. I think that bruise is certainly – it may be aggravating him, but it's not going to hamper him where he can't do the things he wants to do. Here's the other thing. John Collins went on the Midday Show. I want you to hear what he had to say about Trey's performance because, you know, we said yesterday, Trey's a star. It's okay to say it. It's okay to tell your friends. We got a star. And John Collins was talking about his performance.
If there's one thing I would say, it would probably just be the confirmation of him – having some sort of superpower when, you know, big bright lights are on. You know what I mean? He lives for it. And I feel like he's just been able to show that in the playoffs. If I wouldn't say it's anything new, but I would definitely feel like for me, it just confirms that, you know, whatever it is about the bright light, it brings Trae Young, wakes him up, and it gets him going. And whenever he's going, we're going as a team. So how can I not, you know, appreciate that? But I wouldn't say I've seen anything new or didn't find out that he could do anything else. You know, he's an extremely talented guy, and I feel like I've seen a lot from him thus far. But as we, you know, discussed before, he's the real deal, man, and I feel like a lot of people are starting to see.
Poll questions up at Dukes and Bell, 929. Who will be the leading scorer tonight? Joel Embiid, Trae Young, or somebody else? Lots of folks chiming in on that and saying Trey, but JC will be close behind him. That comes from my man C Double. Guy says Bogey's going to be the guy. Perfect tan. I wonder what his tan looks like. he says Bogey's going to be the guy. Matt says Bogey. And then one guy, Daisy May, or I think it's a guy, says, is Embiid even playing tonight? So everybody's like, look, he's playing. There's no way he's not playing tonight unless he just can't go. But I think it's like last game. He starts. If it's bothering him, maybe, you know, ice up or whatever. They took him back to the locker room in the last game, but he came back out. But he just wasn't the same in the second half. So it's a wait-and-see kind of deal.
Hey, man, it is a Dukes and Bell in hour number three. We got plenty more on the Hawks, and we'll be talking plenty more about this series and can't wait for Friday. I hope we have a chance to clinch because I think the place will be coming off the hinges. Speaking of coming off the hinges, you showed a lot of, obviously, discretion by not screaming in the background as you went through a little drama last hour, if I may put your business out there.
Well, they tried to get me, Mike. They tried to get me, and they didn't realize I have a cyber department. Yeah, man, you know, listen, there is nothing like, and we've said this, and this has happened to Mike numerous times. As a matter of fact, it happened to Mike. We were on the road one time going to New Orleans for a football game to see the Falcons, and he stopped to get gas. Next thing you know, boom, Mr. Bell, are you using your card? He's like, no, I'm on the road to New Orleans.
Purchased like $500 worth of stuff at Home Depot in Camden, South Carolina. I'm like, excuse me?
So yeah. I'm sitting here, we're doing the show. And I've got these alerts and stuff, and it pops up on my phone that I've just spent, you know, $60 somewhere. And I'm like, I haven't spent anything. I'm sitting here doing a show. What am I? And then another, bloop, bloop, you've just taken out some money at ATM. I'm like, I'm not even at ATM.
Oh, man.
Freaking out, right? And I'm going, what's going on? So immediately the bank calls, and they're like, you know, look, is this you? No, it is not me. Okay? So as soon as I said that, it's like, they immediately called, and we were hitting the top of the hour there. So
right.
Connor Riley was coming on. And so I'm talking to the people there in the fraud department. And, you know, and we go through the whole rigmarole, and we got it squared away. But I said to the guy, I said, what is this CRO thing or whatever it looks, you know, it looks like a description. He goes, sir, that's cryptocurrency. Have you been using that? No, I haven't been using that.
Jeez Louise.
So I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yes, sir. We look suspicious, and so we want to. So listen, I know you guys are out there. I'm talking about you crooks, you criminals.
Mm.
Stop trying to get people. I know it's going on all over the place. We saw the pipeline get shut down, Mike. I mean,
right.
All this stuff is happening. But it's just the world we live in right now. And, you know, nobody carries cash. We talked about this the other day. Everybody's got cards and stuff. And it kind of is what it is. Luckily, knock wood, we got it situated. But they tried to get me, but they didn't realize, Mike, I got a cyber department.
Shut that. down. Yeah, man. It's no, Carl's right, and I think everybody who's been through it, it's a terrible feeling. It's a frightening feeling. You know, not just the inconvenience, but not to sound melodramatic, but you've been violated.
You've been violated.
No, somebody's in there again. The fear that those commercials is your personal information on the dark web.
It scares you, doesn't it?
You know, it's like, yes, yes, Mr. Bell, this is Allison with American Express. Apparently, your card was used to purchase degraded plutonium in Estonia. What? So, wow, they really are serious on that dark web. But it just, I don't know about you guys, I check all my stuff almost on a nightly basis.
You got to do it, man.
Right,
you got it. You got to do it. So, yeah, I was going to share that. I'm glad you brought that up. But, yeah, I was just like, and it's funny because first of all, it can happen to anybody. I know you guys know this, but right. don't think for a second like, well, I'll make enough money. It doesn't matter.
It can happen to you.
It can happen to you. It doesn't matter what kind of money you make. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. I just think, you know, they kind of test these things, and that's what he said. They were testing the card to see if it was going to work, and then they're going to go for the kill.
I'm such a nitwit. You know, I buy, like, the protection for the internet and stuff, and, you know, I purchase all my decisions based on sports sponsorship, so I saw Kaspersky on the side of a Ferrari, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to use those guys. And I got listeners going, great, now Putin and the KGB have got all your information. All your information is being used in Russia. I'm like, well, I don't know who to trust and who's what's what. I mean, you know, all those, who was the dude that went down to Belize and went nuts that started one of those companies? There was a documentary on that.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. And he made a ton of money off of it.
Right. Crazy American.
I know what you're talking about. I saw it, too.
You know what I'm talking about? John McAfee.
Yes. Yes.
McAfee. I think he's out. He's living in Tennessee now from what I read. But, yeah, he was unhinged down in Belize, had his own compound. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Pick your poison. I mean, who are you going to use to be your interwebs safety guy? I don't know.
All right, man. Make sure you got your protection on.
At all times.
You're messing with the wrong guy. All right. It's Dukes and Bell. 404-741-0929. They tried to get me, Mike.
But you got squashed, right? Everything got squashed,
right?
Yeah.
No, they it's cool. We got everything resolved. Big shout out to the bank. I'm not going to tell you because none of your business. But it was quick. They did their job.
Couple guys hitting us up on Twitch. You can watch this show, man. And actually, it's in crystal clarity. I think Coffer, whatever Coffer's doing, man, it looks tight. Good job, Coffer, doing a good job with that. But go to Twitch and you can watch Carl and I do the show. A couple guys hitting us up about Cam and will Cam Reddish, could he be a factor if we can get past these guys? Are you buying any of that? I know that Nate did say, Carl, if he's cleared by the team physicians and he's working on 4-on-4s, can't you throw Cam out there for 5 minutes, 6 minutes?
I don't see why not. Remember Nate said to us last week, and hopefully we'll get an update from him coming up here. I'm hoping we'll catch up with Nate here in the next few days. But he said to us last week that it's hard to put Cam in practice situations because they're not really working out like that. Mm. You're not going to play a playoff game tonight and have a hard practice tomorrow where you're going 5-on-5. Right. So a lot of it is teaching and sets and walking through outside of getting shots up. So I just don't know if he doesn't feel comfortable enough to do that and just throw him into the mix. But, Mike, I don't see why not. I mean, again, we need the body, man. If he can help, I'm all for it. Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock, this is just in. NFL's put out their testing protocols. What's going to happen with the NFL? The NFL and the NFLPA have agreed on an updated COVID-19 protocols for training camp preseason. We'll explain what these are. We were talking about Chris Paul. So the NFL's addressing this now. We'll get into that in the Falcon Report. Mike, what do we got coming up at Guy Talk, buddy?
Was Putin behind the cyber attack on Carl Dukes? We'll get into that. Also, an Olympic hopeful gets her chances to go to Japan. Well, derailed. She's blaming a positive drug test on a pork burrito. And nobody's buying it. I'll give you that flimsy excuse next in Guy Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, man. Hump Day edition of Guy Talk brought to you by Hoots Wings, chicken wings, and other things. Thousands of different varieties and styles of your wings and flavors. And they got buffalo shrimp. They got those fried pickles. And they got Hey Man Ale at all three locations. So make it to go or eat in, man. Go to HootsWings.com. Speaking of eating on the run, American track star Shelby Houlihan, I presume she's a track star. I don't follow the Olympics, received a four-year ban, Carl, after testing positive for nandrolone. Not nandrolone. She's blamed it on a pork burrito. According to the young track star, she was notified of the positive results in an out-of-town competition from the World Anti-Doping Agency. Houlihan began researching what was going on here, and she thinks, after she logged her food from the previous week, that it was the nandrolone detected stemmed from a pork burrito. She decided to visit a food truck the night before her test. Probably not a great decision anyway. Nandrogen is an androgen and an anabolic steroid that helps humans build muscle. So I don't know if you eat bacon, Carl, if this is the end result, but apparently you could get this from some types of pigs. The World Anti-Doping Agency has noted that eating meals like pig offal can cause the presence of the steroid. She appealed the ruling, and they told her, pound sand. It did not accept her explanation.
Yeah, I don't accept it either, Mike. I don't accept this.
Yeah. No, see, what happened is I had a pig offal? Offal? Chris, what is pig offal? Look that up. It's O-F-F-A-L. I didn't have time to get on Wikipedia. But anyway, she's out of luck. Meanwhile, adults behaving badly up in KY. The video has gone viral. I tried to cut it up. I was going to give it to Chris to play, but it's just a lot of people with Southern accents or Kentucky accents going, blank you! No, blank you! A Little League championship baseball game, a bang-bang play at the plate in Stanton, Kentucky, Carl, turned into a screaming match between adults and then a shoving match as parents got on the field. And the video's out there. You can look for it during a game for what? Take a wild guess at the age group this championship was being played for.
Teenagers?
5 to 7 year olds.
Oh, wow.
So you want to talk about some just embarrassing behavior for adults in front of the kids. And it's just everything that's wrong about why, you know, you and I love Little League. And, you know, back then parents might not be happy with an umpire or a coach, but they generally kept it to themselves. But this is just another example of everything that's wrong. Just be Googling Kentucky Little League and enjoy. But and there's always the woman in the background. No, he started it. No, Kobe's going to kick your And it's everything you'd expect from, not to point with a broad brush. I don't even know where Stanton, Kentucky is. But
I don't either.
Kind of what I expected. You can check it out.
Guys, hey, I have some really bad news.
What's that?
Offal is the collective name for the internal parts of the animals we eat. Usually parts of the pig would include the heart, lungs, brain, liver, cheeks, and tongue.
So the stuff that goes in hot dogs. Basically. I mean, not all hot dogs. I mean, you know. Oh, who cares how the sausage is made? You just want it on your plate, Carl. What do you think pasta bolognese is? No, for those who don't know, there was a siege.
Oh, don't ruin it, Mike. Don't ruin it for people who don't know.
My grandmother told me this. My grandmother, my great-grandmother is from Sicily, and she told me this. Oh, like she was like, ah, meh, whenever she saw bolognese, because apparently back in the 1500s or whenever the hell they sieged Bologna, and all the people could eat was what was left. So they decided, hey, we haven't eaten that part of the cow or the pig. Let's try that. And it turned out it really tasted great. And that's how you get pasta bolognese. And there's your lesson for today. Which, by the way, is 10 times better than any food you get on a cruise these days. Royal Caribbean has postponed one of its first voyages from the U.S., Carl, because 8 crew members tested positive for COVID.
Stop it. Already?
The maiden voyage of the Odyssey of the Seas, one of those giant mega ships, was going to leave from Fort Lauderdale at Port Everglades on July 3rd. Mm-hmm. And apparently crew members tested positive, so the whole thing has been scaled back. 1,400 crew members aboard the liner were vaccinated, but the outbreak occurred during the two-week period before the shots were considered to be fully effective. So after you remember, you have to, like, 2 weeks after you get your second shot. So the whole thing now is kaput. This is just a couple days after two passengers tested positive on the Celebrity Millennium, which is owned by Celebrity Cruises. This is from the Miami Herald. So I watched that documentary on HBO about this was the cruise ship in Japan. And this was the first one that really got caught out there when this really hit the fan back in like February of 2 years ago.
Yep.
So would you ever take a cruise again?
It's a great question. So I think I told you this. We hadn't taken one in 10 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it was.
Right.
2019, we book a cruise for the first time, and we were going to go for the end of 2020.
Right.
And then COVID hits. And obviously all cruises are. But here's the kicker. So you put a deposit down, right? You know, to like hold your room and all that stuff. And it's not usually not anything significant. But they held that deposit. And now the whole thing is, because we never took the cruise, it's sitting there. And I'm not going to name what cruise line it is, because I think this is the norm for all these cruise lines. But they say, well, yes, we want you to take that and use it towards your next cruise. And I'm like, well, what if we don't want to take a cruise now?
Right.
And they're saying, well, you know, things will get better. Just wait it out, blah, blah, blah. So they pushed it out, and we had till this year, the end of this year, to do something with that and, like, book something later. We still haven't done anything with it. So I called, just funny that you bring this up, and they were like, well, you can continue to push it out. And I'm like, for how long? Like, forever? You know? Like, yes. I mean, honestly, is this going to go, like, 6 years, and you're going to hold my, you know, $400 or whatever it is? For this, and they were like, well, at some point you're going to have to, you know, there is a deadline, but you can continue to push it out because of COVID. We're being very lenient with these rules and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they're just holding the money and waiting for us to say, hey, we're going to take a cruise in 2025, which may be the case the way things are going
bro,
now.
Bro, you don't want to know how much, you know, I always spend big money on my Formula One tickets. I've missed the Canadian Grand Prix has been canceled 2 years now, and my money is in limbo, and I can't get the refund.
It's out there?
Yeah, I've still got my Canadian Grand Prix tickets, which I can't get the refund for it. So I'm not going to name the ticket person because I don't want to get sued for, you know, with our new corporate, you know, you got to be careful with libel and all this. But it's one of the big ones and one of those, you know, ones that just drive you crazy. But I'm not naming names. All right, man, let's make some loot. See if Wall Street's helping us out today. Answer is no. Why is the Fed going to raise the rate? Great. Now the rate's going to go up just in time for my new car loan. Anyway, Dow Jones, but enough about me. Dow Jones is down. S&P was down. NASDAQ was down. Dow's down 260. Fed's talking about the inflation word. The story here brought to you by our buddies at Alliance Tax Solutions of Atlanta. Go to AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Get the IRS off your back. Find a solution that works so you can get back to living your life and running your business. Alliance Tax Solutions. All right, the top 10 most famous people with birthdays today. We just talked about him with Nota Begay. Phil Mickelson turns 51 today from the Mean Streets of La Jolla, Carl.
Well, and that's what would make this weekend amazing, for him to win it finally at Torrey Pines, to get the U.S. Open monkey off of his back, and it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Phil. That's incredible.
Yeah, man. I'd love to see, but again, he hates what they've done to his beloved Torrey Pines. All right, man. Manos de Pedra. Roberto Duran is 70. Can't wait to watch that documentary, by the way, about the four great middleweights.
I'm on part two. It just finished. I know Sean had sent me the
the links, and I started it, and then so Mike, you're gonna love it. That's all I'm gonna tell you. You're gonna love it. I mean, the stuff they're talking about with Duran, and they have these guys speaking. So like, this is the most I've ever heard from Duran. And you know, obviously Marvis Hagler just passed away,
right?
And they've got all this stuff on him and how his career was. It's incredible. It's a 4-part series, guys. It's called The Four Kings.
Right. Remember that? I was telling the story. We had Bob Arum about my dad and I driving to Atlantic City to watch Duran fight Barkley. That was unbelievable. That was 89, man. Remember, that was one of the greatest. My dad loved Roberto Duran. MC Ren is 52 today.
Oh, stay out of Compton.
Kerry Wood is kind of like Strasburg, isn't he? 20 strikeouts in 98. Was going to be the next big thing.
And hasn't done
and
it.
And then fizzled. But, yeah, it got off to the great start in 98 for the Cubbies. Our old buddy Dave.
I was at that game, Mike.
Were you really?
Yeah.
He was dueling Roger Clemens, right?
They were playing the Astros. The 20 strikeouts.
Oh, Roger Clemens had the record. Tied Roger Clemens,
correct.
I should say. Right.
Yeah, and I was at that game. It was incredible. I mean, honestly, because he just kept striking guys out. And you were like, when is this going to stop? And it didn't. It was unbelievable to see it.
Hey, man, David Fizdale, a longtime Hawks assistant. He got sucked into the Bermuda Triangle that is head coach of the Knicks. He's 47.
Take that for data.
Ron LaFleur is 73. He's one of my favorites with the Expos. I got his autograph when I was a kid. Nice guy. Tree Rollins, former Hawk, is 66, baby.
Big Tree.
For the love of money, Eddie LaVert and the OJs, his birthday today.
Don't you talk bad about the OJs.
And John Fricke's favorite Canadian, Carl, Gino Vannelli. I just want to stop. I never want to live without you, babe. That was their wedding song, I believe. He is 69 today. There's guy talk.
Hey, man, LaMelo Ball wins Rookie of the Year. He missed 21 games. That's how good he was. LaMelo Ball is going to win the NBA Rookie of the Year. We're coming back. Falcon Report's on the way. Protocols are out. This is interesting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.